This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and top Mexican officials meet in Mexico City to discuss how to stop the record numbers of migrants coming to the U.S. through Mexico. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
The expectation before the meeting was that Secretary Blinken could convince Mexico to do more policing on its side of the border. Just before the meeting occurred, there was a raid on a caravan of about 350 migrants in Veracruz State. On the other hand, a caravan of some 7,000 people was not deterred.
Parts of Washington State have experienced powerful windstorms. KIRO-TV's Kevin Cohen.
Anything that's like able to fly away either comes in or gets tacked down, zip-tied down.
We saw what happens when people don't do what Heidi does. Tables, plant pots, and more toppling over in Snoqualmie during Wednesday's wind advisory. Areas like North Bend and Redmond lost power as trees started falling down and the wind didn't stop picking up.
In Florida, Miami-Dade police say one person is dead and another is recovering after their helicopter crashed into a canal this afternoon. Department spokesperson Alvaro Zabaleta.
According to witnesses, there was a female that came out of the water, and that's when the divers went into the water to search. They were able to pull out a male. They were both transported to a local hospital. Unfortunately, the male succumbed to his injuries.
The New York Times is suing OpenAI and Microsoft, the owners of ChatGPT, for allegedly advancing their technology through the unlawful use of the New York Times work. Pamela Samuelson of the Berkeley Center for Law and Technology.
Many of the complaints are very similar. They're claiming copying for training data purposes is illegal and also that the outputs are illegal. I would say that of the complaints that I've read, the New York Times is the strongest complaint so far.
CBS News' Dr. Malika Marshall reports on new advances in metastatic breast cancer treatment that are helping patients live longer and healthier lives.
One such therapy is antibody-drug conjugates that act as smart bombs by directly targeting the tumor, sparing healthy cells, and reducing side effects. Unfortunately, over time, cancer cells learn to outsmart individual drugs, so it's important to have an arsenal of options.
Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado switches congressional districts to a more conservative seat on the opposite side of the state, avoiding a likely rematch against a Democratic opponent who has far outraised her, and to improve her chances of staying in office. Boebert is switching from her district to the seat being vacated by retiring Congressman Ken Buck. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. It's 28 degrees right now.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. We are coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. So happy to have you along with us. Greg Bach with me in studio. Kelvin is on the board, and it is our last day that we are being joined by the one, the only, our friend and colleague, the fantastic Todd Alba. How are you, sir?
It's bittersweet, bittersweet, I'll be honest. But Jane, Greg, Kelvin, a fine Monday morning to you. It just makes me, it warms my heart. It gets me in the holiday spirit to be with you three lovely people who have the spirit of the holiday season.
Well, next Monday is Christmas. Next Monday is Christmas Day. And then the Monday after that is New Year's Day. And so I cannot thank you enough, Todd, for having joined us and joined the show. Wow, look at outside. It is snowing.
Is it snowing there? Wow.
Yes,
it's
like, and blowing like crazy.
I'd say it's frightful.
The weather outside is frightful. It is frightful.
Or
it is.
Just annoying.
But anyway, I really appreciate you joining us all these Mondays.
Well, it's been a blast.
While Kristen has been gone, it's really been a lot of fun, and it was great to see you at our holiday bash over the weekend. How late did you stay up?
I think you outlasted me.
Did I?
Because William Walter and Jane and I were chatting, and then Jane went to take shots at the bar or something. I don't know what happened.
You shush, Jane. More, Todd. Give us more.
Yeah. There may have been shots involved.
I really didn't know that Jane had it in her. I mean, once she got on top and was dancing on the bar, I mean, it was Katie bar the door at that point.
Yes. But,
oh, boy.
That was quite the spectacle. No, there was no dancing on the bar.
No, there was no dancing. But no, I think I excused myself, and I think maybe you and your husband, I mean, you were holding down the fort with Brian Kelly and some of these other folks.
Chris Casper, who was dressed up as Buddy the Elf, which was wonderful. Yes, and I know Rebecca was one of the late night ones. I finally went to bed around 2. My husband didn't get back into the room until 3. So I don't know what Brian Kelly and Buddy the Elf and those rabble rousers did with my husband, but
they roused rabbles,
and a good time was had by all.
Thanks to CEO and owner Sage Weil for putting all that on. I mean, Zoom meetings are fine, get information out, but I don't think that it replaces that human contact. You know, just talking to someone in person and all being together. So it speaks largely of what this company is about, to have a unified mission moving into 2024.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And you're right. Thank you, Sage Weil and Civic Media for footing the bill for all of that. Yeah. All right, we're going to start off with the fake elector scheme in Wisconsin and the former GOP chairman, Andrew Hitt, and one of the so-called fake electors was on up front on WISN over the weekend with Matt Smith, and essentially says that they were duped and it was a trick and they, you know, feel bad now.
Well, sure. and by the way, I know there's some stuff in the background here. I'm going to try to mute myself when I'm not talking. But here's the deal. The world headquarters of Civic is on the second floor on State Street. The bottom floor, there used to be an Associated Bank, and they're jackhammering the vault out now.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sitting here right above this constant vibration and noise. Quite frankly, I'm enjoying it. But anyway, I'm gonna. If you hear something in the background, that's what's going on. So I apologize.
Can't hear the jackhammering so far.
And in the basement of that building, the lovely comedy club on State, run by wonderful individuals. Please book me. Thank you.
Well, speaking of jokes, how about Andrew Hitt, the former party chairman, to the point of this story?
Boom.
And here's the interesting thing. All things lead back to Richland Center. Just like Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of separation at Richland Center. Andrew Hitt and I grew up in the same town, Richland Center. I had his dad for high school algebra. His mom used to babysit me, and we went to the same church, PCI Methodist Church. So I know this guy pretty well. And here's the thing. I think the great reporting over the weekend there on Upfront in conjunction with politics. Look, I don't know Andrew Hitt well. I mean, he's not a friend or anything, but he's certainly acquaintance. I don't know his family. He's an attorney in a prominent law firm, Deloitte or whatever the hell it's called, and he was one of Governor Scott Walker's attorneys. So the guy is not intellectually stupid, right? And so what he said over the weekend was, oh, we were tricked. The fake electors were, if we had only known, we were led astray. I don't believe that for a second, but here's the thing I do believe. That Andrew Hitt and all these other people, well, at least Andrew Hitt and a couple others, they did know what they're doing, and now under oath, when their own rear ends are on the line, they are telling the truth. And I think that that is critical to keep in mind here. And the fact that, you know, he's saying that Kenneth Chesbrough, Trump's former attorney, was in the room. I mean, Andrew Hitt may end up testifying in the Trump trial with Jack Smith as the prosecutor here. He also says he's going to, Hitt says he's going to cooperate. He says that he has not, I thought this was interesting, has not talked to anybody in the state. So we'll see if the Attorney General Josh Call is doing an investigation or
right,
not.
Right.
And then finally, he says, quote, under no circumstances, unquote, would he vote for Trump, nor will he go to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee if Trump is the nominee. So now we have Andrew Hitt, the former Republican Party chairman, saying that he will not endorse Trump nor attend the convention if Trump is the nominee, as well as former Republican Speaker of the House from Janesville, Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, calling him an authoritarian narcissist, Trump, and saying that he will not. So, I mean, if you're Brian Schimming, the current chair of the Republican Party, if you're Derek Van Orten, if you're Scott Fitzgerald, if you're Glenn Grothman, you're either with Andrew Hitt and Paul Ryan, or you're with Trump. You can't be with both.
Well, but Reince Priebus over the weekend, I call him Reince. It's not Reince, it's Reince. Reince Priebus over
Reince and repeat.
Yeah, Reince and repeat.
Oh, nicely Reince, done.
Reince Priebus was on, I think, MSNBC or CNN over the weekend, singing the. I mean, he loves Trump. He's all in, man. And I don't know, Todd, if does Paul does it. Trump Republicans don't respect Paul Ryan.
Well, that's the thing. I think that Trump leadership, MAGA leadership, no longer respects Paul Ryan. But here's the thing. All across Wisconsin, in small towns, rural, and in some large towns, there are more fiscal-type conservative Republicans that still do respect Paul Ryan. And I think the fact that Paul Ryan and now Andrew Hitt, stalwarts, these are not, you know, quote-unquote snowflakes or lefties. These are conservative people who are now coming out and telling the truth and saying, look, this guy is dangerous. And I think that does still matter to some mainstream Republicans who aren't part of the MAGA movement.
You make a good point. We do have a clip from Andrew Hitt appearing on WISN Up Front with Matt Smith.
Let's talk about the settlement that you just reached. We walked through some of the details of that. You've also agreed to fully cooperate with any federal DOJ investigations. I'm curious from your perspective, what did you admit in this settlement?
You know, settlement negotiations went very well. The things we agreed to, we just viewed as true. Joe Biden won this election. It's pretty clear now that we didn't know that there was this ulterior motive, this different plan. And it's clear now, too, that, you know, those documents were used on January 6th to at the very least, help create the chaos of that day.
Let's talk about the day itself. December 14th, it's going to be 3 years ago, this past week. In that moment, when you walked into that room, what did you and the other electors think you were doing?
Well, you know, we had been very careful to talk to our lawyers here in Wisconsin. Longtime Republican Party of Wisconsin lawyers. We didn't talk to the Trump campaign lawyers. We didn't talk to Rudy Giuliani. We didn't talk to lawyers who we didn't know or didn't trust. We talked to our RPW, longtime outside counsel. He independently looked at this issue and said, you guys have to meet. If the Trump campaign wins a lawsuit in Wisconsin and you don't meet, we will have completely forfeited the president winning Wisconsin. So we viewed what we were doing as simply a contingency plan. The documents we signed would have no meaning unless a court gave them meaning.
Okay, that was Andrew Hitt speaking to Matt Smith on WISN on the Upfront program over the weekend. That seems really disingenuous to me.
I think it's, again, someone who, and I've never really been in a room with Andrew Hitt where he was, quote-unquote, working or showing his legal prowess. From what I know, I think he's probably a good attorney and knows the law really well. I can tell you, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, they have some really great attorneys at their disposal. That response to me sounded like something that had been practiced 100 times in a room with attorneys so that he could come across as sounding, you know, look, he didn't stumble there. He probably said that 100 times behind closed doors, but they have parsed that out to make sure that he's not incriminating himself in a potential criminal trial while still not lying under oath in a civil trial. So this is legal parlance. Somebody like Matt Flynn and Maggie Dawn could probably speak to it better.
Sure.
But that to me sounded like something that was very, very well parsed out.
I think you make a great point.
Yeah. I mean, he goes on the Sunday shows. He's going to say that over and over and over and over again. But it's not going to make him sound any less dumb. Because that's the thing is, Todd, you say that you know him. You know that he's not intellectually stupid. But when you say, but when you get on television, you say, we were duped, we were hornswoggled, then it makes you sound dumb. Because
it makes you, most people aren't going to believe it, to your point. But yeah. I'm just saying that that's part of his legal defense, right? I mean, and this is to both your points, this whole thing that, look, we had to do this to preserve our right. This is not something that's unique to Wisconsin. We see this played out in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, and other. This is a national narrative for these folks, and their defense is we were trying to protect our constitutional right. We don't have time to get all the details, but basically what they were trying to do is run out the clock, delay Pence and the Congress from certifying the election in hopes that it would go to the U.S. Supreme Court where there's a Trump majority and they could quote unquote win or overturn the election that way.
Yep, absolutely. Stay with us. Todd Alba is here from the Todd Alba Show. You can catch it across the Civic Media Network from noon to 2, Monday through Friday. When we return, wow, consequences in Florida, at least the beginning of consequences.
Yes.
We'll have all the details coming up. Stay with us. You're listening.
I'm so excited.
You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, listening on WXCO Bull Falls Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jane Matnier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin on the board. And Todd Alba, the Todd Father, joining us for the last Monday appearance on As Goes Wisconsin. So glad to have you along, Todd. And
But
Go ahead.
It's like a sign. It's like, you know, what basically my last appearance on this Monday show is like a crocus in the winter snow.
And
because you know a crocus because you know that summer, that spring is coming. And with my final appearance, you know we're one step closer to the return of Kristen Bride.
Absolutely. Kristen is going to be back in January, and we're all very, very excited about that. And ready to have her back. What's what? The snow, the crocus in the snow?
There's a crocus in the snow, which brings better days.
Not to say that the two of you have been winter. I'm just saying that, you know.
I take my leave and wish upon you warmer dreams and wishes.
The dark days when Kristen was gone. That's fine, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
That's not the point at all.
Submit this to WBA for an award. Best downers in radio.
The whole goal was never, we just didn't want to crash the show while she was gone. Anyway.
Been great.
Moving along. Consequences in Florida, pretty remarkably. You will remember, of course, that the Florida GOP party chairman, Christian Ziegler, and his wife, one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty, were caught engaging in a three-way sex thing, and then he allegedly raped the woman who was involved in their three-way. And I saw originally over the weekend that he was trying to get them to pay him off.
Yes.
To what? It was like $2 million. He wanted.
Yes.
Christian Ziegler wanted $2 million in order to go away.
He was called out in social, and I believe in a newspaper as well, the quote from a source saying that Christian Ziegler asked in an email for $2 million from Republican fundraisers to go away, or donors to go away. And he had the audacity to say, no, that's not true at all. That's fake news. I asked for $2.5 million.
Did he really? That's how he clarified it?
Basically, yeah.
Look, I know my worth.
That's how crazy this is.
Oh, boy, and that doesn't that just speak, though, to the overarching confidence in his own behavior and his overarching confidence that there will be no ramifications, there will be no consequences for this.
Yeah, I mean, the audacity, the arrogance, the narcissistic attitude. I mean, it fits into the MAGA profile, right? And again, his wife, who sits on a school board in Florida, the only person that can actually throw her off is DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who he's calling out Christian, the chair of the party, saying he should step down, but he won't get rid of the wife who sits on the school board.
That's fascinating.
Right.
But the Ziegler's, Christian and his wife, from what I have been reading.
Bridget, I think. Yeah.
Bridget, thank you.
Brings a bad name to Bridget's everywhere.
They're very influential in Republican Florida circles, right?
Absolutely. Super, super influential, huge in fundraising. It's really actually bled over and really hurting Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign, what's left of it.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot left, but it is a complete crap show down there in Florida right now, politically, for Republicans. I saw over the weekend there was a great cut of a former student. I don't quote me. I think it's the Sarasota School Board, but that Bridget sits on.
Yes. I saw this.
But this former student steps up at one of these school board meetings, and basically, to paraphrase, he goes, "You know what? You know, you should not be fired for having a consensual three-way. You know, because that's what you're trying to do to us with banned books and everything. You know, you should be fired because you're really awful at your job."
Yeah.
And I thought that was spot on. Yep. I thought that was great.
That's a great video clip. And the thing is like, two things. One, Florida, now's your chance. If you want us to secede, just go ahead. Bye. But also, here's the question. You know, you've got Ron DeSantis' campaign in the dumpster. You've got, you know, what effects will that have on him as governor for a re-election in a couple of years? Mm. But more importantly, then, how do the Democrats in Florida utilize this and to their advantage? Can they, you know, they have some time to find candidates, run them in various elections, and really build up some sort of movement. Will they do it? Will they take this opportunity and run with it? That's the question I have, because, I mean, it's just... Ron DeSantis is apparently, his boots don't have lifts in them. They just have banana peels in them, because that's all he's doing. And there's got to be someone here who's going to take advantage of it.
Well, it will be interesting to see what happens in Florida, because also a lot of things that I've been reading about property insurance and home insurance are out of control.
Insurance companies won't even insure because of all the problems
in Florida. So, but I'm just wondering if the Democratic Party is going to try and capitalize on this. What slogan do they use actually? We're pro three-way. I mean, how is that going to play out? I think that there may need to be some message massaging before they...
Let's not talk about massaging.
Menage a trois? That's right. We're pro menage a trois. The three of us, of course. Jane, Greg, and I, we're pro menage a trois.
We're menage a freedom.
So,
I'm just adding Kelvin to the mix as a group thing. Fantastic.
He's here to turn the cameras on.
All right. So over the weekend, Christian Ziegler, the Florida Republican Party chairman, pleaded with the 40 members of the executive committee to save his job. Every statewide elected official calling for his resignation. Ziegler remained defiant, but eventually they ousted him.
Ousted who?
Of Ziegler.
Well,
he can cling to his job for now with no power or authority.
They stripped his finance. Yeah, I mean, he has
no
title.
Money, right? They stripped his salary, pretty much. So he's a figurehead right now with no purpose.
Yeah.
And no value.
I think the takeaway for me is, and I said this a bit last week, the serious part of this is here are people in positions of power over others or making decisions that affect others, condemning particularly young people who are exploring their sexuality, who are trying to find out who they are. And these people behind closed doors are doing exactly what they're condemning others for. Meanwhile, kids and suicide teen rates are going through the roof.
Yes.
And these people have the audacity to live different lives. And look, if people have consensual, whatever relationships behind closed doors, I'm cool with that.
Yep.
But what I'm not cool with is hypocrisy. And I'm certainly not cool with the accusations against Christian Ziegler of rape against a woman like that. And it's just, there's certainly a comedy bit to this, but there's also just a really sad, tragic side to it as well.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. Joe McClear with a comment on the live stream, the Florida GOP's morning prayer today. Dear Lord, please give us the strength to find a way to incorporate three thumbs and extortion into our Christian belief systems.
Give it time, Joe. We got a text from the 920-WGBW Jim from Appleton. I keep on forgetting this. Thank you for reminding me. And that is that Ron DeSantis cannot run for another term. I believe it's two terms done. You can run again, but he can't run again.
All right. Stay close. When we return... Big news out of the Vatican this morning. Some very, very surprising news coming from Pope Francis. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
Anderson
on the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. It's 28 degrees right now.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach is on the board. You can always join us, call or text at 844-967-2789. Joining us for a round of the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. The one, the only, the founder of this fine program, Kristen Rye. Good morning, my friend and mama. How are you?
I'm good. I walked for 2.5 miles this morning on a treadmill.
Good for you.
And I broke a sweat. And so I've been done a little yoga, but I actually had time to go to the real gym and work out before I got on this fine program this morning. And so I'm feeling good about that. We bought a walking pad to get us through the winter. A walking pad is it's the treadmill without doing like an incline.
Okay.
So it can fit under your bed, so it doesn't have the full like stand part where it's just pads, so you can fit it on things.
Oh, I like
and
that.
It's less capabilities than a full treadmill, but you can still just walk on it at a leisurely pace instead of just sitting on your butt. So I'm now getting my Netflix and chill while I walk at like a 3 miles per hour pace. So I actually get some movement over the winter.
That's really cool. You're breaking up a little bit. Your stream is a little bit sticky, just so you know. I would actually love to look into one of those, a walking pad. We don't have enough room in our house for a treadmill. There's just no possible way. There's nowhere to put it. So how is Frankie Lou?
So there you go. Frankie Lou is good. It may be time to size up in diapers.
Oh,
she's been having about one blowout a day of into her outfits. And so I think that may be a sign that it's time for size 2 diapers. She looked very cute on Saturday. She made it to one of Mike's first, to her first bar crawl of Mike's for 12 bucks of Christmas.
She's officially Wisconsinite.
Yep. She's, you know, she's gone to all of them, whether it was in my stomach or in person this year. But she was dressed as a little elf, and she was great, per usual, as far as her temperament. And then she totally blew out her outfit, and Mom did not have a backup.
So oh,
that
no.
was a sign that it was time to go home.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I was talking to Mike about that. He said something. I never heard the term blowout before. And I go, is that about poop? And he goes, yeah. And then he sends me a picture. And I'm like, the yes would have sufficed. I mean, that would have been fine. I didn't need
the details.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that happened at, I was at the Madison studio yesterday filming, recording something with Law Forward, nice. Which will be coming out next week. And she was wearing a onesie that says, "You ain't cool if you don't pee your pants," which is a line from Billy Madison.
Oh, geez.
And then she proceeded to poop her pants and it got all over that onesie. So I was like,
coolest
kid ever. I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if it goes the same way. Peeing your pants is maybe a little bit cooler than pooping your pants.
Probably. All right. Well, we are going to move on and go into the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. Of course, this is the season of giving, and a psychologist who teaches at Harvard Business School, researcher Michael Norton, says the act of giving actually does improve your happiness. It actually makes a difference. They had one experiment covering about 700 people. They were randomly assigned these people to either buy something for themselves or to buy something for a stranger. And then after they did that, they had to report on how they felt. It turned out that giving to others led to a significant happiness boost, whereas spending on yourself didn't even move the needle. So if you take $5 out of your pockets and go buy, I don't know, nail polish or something, it's not going to feel as good as you donating that $5 or doing something else with your $5.
I saw something recently as far as instead of asking children, what do you want for Christmas? Starting to ask them, what do you want to give for Christmas?
Oh, interesting.
And such a subtle difference of how they think about the holiday. And because I think about it and like, I think my dad would take us shopping for my mom. And, you know, this was before the internet. So it was kind of, and we went shopping on Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, perfect.
And we would go to Westtown Mall in Madison. And so it was a little about like, all right, what's left to buy mom? And so, but it was still, you know, I think about that of like the early days of being a kid and thinking about what you want to give versus what you want to get.
That's a wonderful, that really is wonderful. And I can imagine there's all kinds of mom Facebook groups are going to have big arguments about, you're robbing your child of the joy of wanting a toy.
I think you still want a toy.
The comment section on mommy videos are truly the worst.
It's got to be.
Really awful.
I cannot imagine having 4,000 strangers weighing in with their particular expertise on all things mommy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad to watch. Oh, it's like people who just cannot take a joke. I'm like, it's supposed to be relatable humor. They're not serious.
Okay. All right. Well, give something. Giving is good for you. It makes you feel better. It will make your life better. Take a scarf. If you buy one for yourself, it's just another scarf you don't really need. But if you buy a scarf for someone else, you've shown them they are important to you.
My mom, Mama Bach, she for years would make, during the year, she'd make boxes of hats for the Milwaukee Mission.
Oh, how lovely.
And then one year she was in the hospital and she found out that preemies needed hats for their head because they get cold and whatnot. So she made, like, literally imagine a coaster, smaller than a coaster, just tiny little hats for preemie heads. She just made them. She'd make like 15 a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And she knitted them?
She knitted them herself.
Oh, that's a skill.
Yeah.
Knitting is a skill. I went with crocheting because crocheting is much more forgiving.
Yeah.
With knitting, you have to be really, really
Maybe
accurate.
She crocheted. Either way, she made hats for babies.
Okay, that's fine.
Mom, was it one needle or two? That's the only thing I know is the difference between the two of them.
It was two needles.
Then it's knitting.
That's knitting.
Yeah, that would be knitting.
My mom's awesome.
She is awesome. The good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill. Moving on from the good, where giving is good for you. The bad, unfortunately, Walgreens is going to be closing its third store in Milwaukee in as many months. Walgreens closed
at Forest Home and Lincoln Avenues in October. They shut down the location at Fond du Lac and Hampton in November, and now they are closing the store at Teutonia and Capitol Drive on January 15th. Over the summer, the company announced they were going to close 150 stores across the country to save money. They are ubiquitous. I mean, Walgreens became at one point almost as ubiquitous as Starbucks, right?
I mean, they were everywhere.
Yeah. So is it simply too, they expanded too fast and had went to too many locations?
I think
it'd be interesting to see, because I feel like CVS's strategy was just to open a CVS next to a successful Walgreens. Like, I feel like you see the two of them together a lot. And I wonder in those locations how close the nearest CVS is. And if that has anything to do with it. But I mean, think about it. Think about how many times you see it at Walgreens and a CVS really close.
And nowadays, you can go to Pick and Save, Target, Costco, Walmart. You can go to all these places now and get your pharmacy needs and whatnot. It's not just a Walgreens or a CVS. Everywhere has a pharmacy in it.
Yeah, but I think, and especially in some areas in Milwaukee's north side, even pharmacies are getting really, independent pharmacies are getting few and far between. And tough to find.
Well, that's not for Walgreens to care about, apparently.
Yeah, they decided to close over 100 stores nationwide. This is according to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. The decisions to close are made at a corporate level, and so the city of Milwaukee never even had the chance to talk about this decision, because the decision had already been decided. So, and I just, from personal experience, we have a Walgreens just a couple of blocks away from the house. I know they're having big staffing issues.
Mm.
It's tough. I mean, and even when you mentioned CVS, I've gone into CVS's now where there is one person in the entire store and it's all self-checkout.
Yep.
It's all self-checkout. There's not even a human checkout person.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a CVS right by our house, and I went to buy some cold medicine for Bridget, and I think because the cold medicine had like something in it, it had to be checked out by a person. And I waited because that person was in the back helping another person. And I wasn't mad. It's like, this is the situation. I'm not going to get mad at this human. But yeah, I mean, one person are doing all the work. Walgreens, I think it's like three people there at one time.
Those are big stores.
Yeah.
Those are big stores. I know Greg, our friend Greg from Waukesha, has been waiting on the line. We're going to take Greg real quickly. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us, Goes Wisconsin.
Good morning. And I agree with the gift-giving thing. It's better to give than to receive. But I just wanted to give Kristen props. Kristen, with the treadmill thing, that's awesome. I just wanted to congratulate you on the new baby, because I haven't done that yet. And also... Wow, 2.5 miles on the treadmill. That inspires me.
Good.
So we should do like a As Goes Wisconsin like treadmill challenge or something, I think. You know?
That would be fun. We could do that for the winter doldrums of keeping people active during the cold months. That'd be fun. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So definitely. Definitely.
Appreciate you checking in, Greg. Anything else you want to share?
I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to all of you and happy holidays, definitely.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, Greg, friend.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thanks a lot, Greg.
I just can't get over that Christmas is on Monday.
Ugh.
Like, I feel like I do this kind of every year, but this year felt even more so, because you'd think I'd have the time, because... You know, not that maternity leave is a vacation. It's
right,
not.
Right.
But I started the month thinking I was going to start making videos again. I was going to start ramping up to come back next month. I was going to get all my Christmas shopping done. And then all of a sudden this week was like on Monday morning, the thought of, oh, Christmas is in a week. And it's already, as I'm checking things I wanted to buy online.
They're gone.
They're not going to show up in time. Well, they're not going to show up in time. And so it was like, well, I think maybe I will revert back to shopping in person this year, because
that's what I'm going to do
this afternoon.
Are you going shopping this afternoon?
I waited too long.
Oh, no. So, I mean, you haven't started any of your gift shopping?
No, a lot of it's done. There's a couple things, mostly something for my husband. The thing that I wanted to get was not going to get here in time. So
just your love afternoon. Is a gift.
It should
that
be enough.
Does that work?
Tell him that, Greg. you text Mike and be like, Kristen gave you a child this year. Isn't that enough?
The tax break alone.
Oh, gee. That's the reason to have a baby. There
I know some people
go.
Have done that. I have three things left. I'm very proud of myself, and I'm going to knock them out tomorrow. Cannot wait.
Well, my husband waited until yesterday to give me his list.
Ugh.
Oh, gosh. Really?
Yes. He waited until yesterday, and then he just says a cardigan sweater. Well, what size cardigan sweater? What color would you like? I need car mats. Well, what kind of car? Do you want magical car mats or regular car mats? So,
wait, what are magical car mats?
What are magical
car mats? You can't just say magical car mats and move on.
Well, because they cost like $140. Those should be pretty magical car mats, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think you're going to be sadly disappointed.
Waterproof and stainproof.
I'm not sure what other things.
Weatherproof and saltproof.
All the proofs. They're all the proofs. So, yes, I actually ordered last night and everything but the car mats will be here in time.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad.
All right.
That's not too bad. All right. Stay close. When we return, the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill? You may want to do a stop at Goodwill this afternoon, Kristen. This kind of harkens back to our discussion with our friends at Habitat for Humanity not too long ago.
Okay. I have to drop off stuff at Goodwill, so maybe I'll peruse.
Do a little.
I guarantee it's going to be jam-packed today.
Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eating at night, that leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month?
One.
Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Kristen is here joining us from home while she's on her maternity leave. Greg Bach is on the board. And you can always call and or text at 844-967-2789. I want to share this text with you, Kristen, from our friend at the 541. Did anyone else just wave at Jane and Kristen right now when you joined the show, when we were all waving at each other at the very beginning? That's so sweet. We are waving back at all of you as well. And if you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We are doing the good, the bad, and you found what at Goodwill? So Jessica Vincent lives in Virginia, and in June, she was going through a Goodwill. She likes to search for deals and things like that, and nothing really grabbed her until she saw this glass vase. So she went around the store,
nothing else appealed to her, she went back to this little vase that has red and green swirls on it. There was a little M on the bottom of the vase that she thought stood for Murano, because that's a famous glassware company in Italy, Murano Glassware. So she bought it, $399, not too bad. She thought, I thought it might be worth $1,000 or $2,000, but I had no clue about what it actually was until I did a little research on it. So $399, she paid for it. Then she looked it up. She went to an auction house, sent them photos. Almost immediately, the president of this auction house called her. Immediately, on Wednesday, the vase was auctioned off for $107,000, 100 bucks.
What was it? What, like, was it a dead artist or it something that, like, it's never going to be able to be replicated?
It is part of a series by Carlo Scarpa, a renowned Italian architect. It was part of a series that Mr. Scarpa designed in the 1940s. Unknown how many of these vases were made, but apparently it was in perfect condition. The auctioneer said if it had even a tiny, tiny chip, it probably would have sold for under $10,000. But because it was in such perfect condition, it sold for $107,100. Not bad for a purchase of $399.
This is why I tolerate Mike every time he wants to go to some kind of Goodwill or antique shop to look for sports cards.
Right. Yeah.
Because truly a lot, there is many times that people don't know what they have. And if you know what you're looking for, or sometimes even when you don't know what you're looking for, you can find it. And you can find something that is very valuable. So there's been multiple times I've fallen asleep in the car
while he's in there, and I wake up
and the car is parked and we're parked outside of a card shop. And I always make fun of him for it, but it's also like, well, if you sometimes stumble across like $100,000 card, I can't really begrudge you for that.
No, it's going to be tough to complain about that. Absolutely. It just reminded me so much of the triptychs that were donated to Habitat for Humanity. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, so totally.
It was a series of three different triptychs that had been donated, and one of the people going through it had the sense to say, we should have somebody look at this, because you and I saw pictures of them, Kristen, and I didn't think they were particularly attractive. It's not something that would have spoken to me, but it went on to get auctioned off for like $87,000.
Yeah, it was something similar to what this vase was.
Some crazy amount. And obviously Habitat for Humanity overjoyed about that donation, because again, they did track down the people and they said, go ahead, auction it off and take the money. We're going to let you keep it. So that was pretty terrific. We have Tom from Grafton who is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. Goes Wisconsin. What's up?
I just wanted to say Merry Christmas. And I'm sure I've enjoyed the every Wednesday with the baby stuff and all that. It's just so sweet and uplifting.
Well, thank you, Tom. We really appreciate it. And thank you very much for listening and for chiming in and calling and texting and all that stuff. Have a wonderful holiday. What do you have planned?
Actually, nothing yet. I'm waiting for people to get back to me. Excuse me.
But all your shopping is done, unlike Kristen Bry?
Sure.
You don't sound very convincing there, Tom, but that's all right. We'll let you off the hook. Thank you, Tom. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay. So are you gonna be going to Rapids to see your family this weekend or
going
no?
on Friday.
You're going on Friday.
Debbie is very excited. So we leave, we have tomorrow, and then basically wake up Friday morning and head up to the Rapids, and then we'll be there until Christmas morning. And then we drive on Christmas morning after we do breakfast with my family, we drive to Muskego to do the rest of Christmas Day and night with Mike's family.
Oh, fun.
And so it's pretty good system. It's one of those things where it's worked out very well. There's been no drama as far as like splitting holidays and stuff. And so it's fun to be able to see everyone with just a 2.5-hour drive.
Definitely. Most definitely. Is your mom just like over the moon with presents? Has she just, do you know what she's?
Mike asked, because she's over the moon with presents when it's just even before she had a grandchild. Like even as adult children, she really goes above and beyond when she really gets into the spirit of giving to bring it full circle.
I
she gets a lot
it.
Of joy out of finding giving. The perfect gifts for people. And Mike asked her the other day, we were FaceTiming with her so she could see Frankie. And he goes, Debbie, do I have to rent a U-Haul? And she goes, maybe.
Oh,
don't bring a lot of stuff. Well, so we'll see. I tried to remind her. I was like, Mom, our house is not that big and she's not mobile yet.
Right.
So there's only so many things that she can use. So I will report back as far as how much stuff Frankie will be the new owner of after Monday.
Have you felt compelled to buy her a whole bunch of stuff or not necessarily?
No, not at all. Because I think there's a couple things as far as from memories of like your first Christmas, like here's an ornament for your first Christmas to
sure.
be able to look back at. But every time she needs something, I just buy it right now. Right. It's like, oh, you blew out this outfit. Like we're going to get like, we got to get new things. And so it's not like I'm like, oh, this will be a great present for her this year.
Well, have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas to you and Mike and baby Frankie, and give your love to my love to your parents. Safe journey, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday, right?
Talk to you next Wednesday.
Merry Christmas.
Sooner. Stay close.
Merry Christmas.
News is coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and top Mexican officials meet in Mexico City to discuss how to stop the record numbers of migrants coming to the U.S. through Mexico.